This business is very entrepreneurial. I've given you a roadmap. It's 6 hours a day and very, very specific blocks of things to do. But if you're going to find your niche, you're going to want to whittle it down and make it personal to you. And if you're looking for some guidance on how you can do that in your business, please reach out to me. My name is Mark Dolan, host of Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm excited to start a new program designed to help brand new real estate agents get started with a firm foundation on their career. But it will also be good and helpful for people that have been in the business for a little bit of time that want to get back to the basics. I'm going to be talking about things like lead generation and your daily schedule and practicing, all kinds of topics that are important for brand new salespeople as they're just getting started. Now, starting new in a real estate career is exciting, and most people start with a tremendous enthusiasm and energy. But at the same time, there's confusion, fear, and frustration that set in as we get overwhelmed with all that we have to learn. It seems very daunting. Now, face it, top real estate agents earn $100,000, $200,000, $3,000, $5,000, $1 million or more of income every year. Do you think that happens as a result of investing a few hundred dollars, 3 to 6 months studying, and passing an entry-level state exam? Further, college grads are now having a hard time finding $100,000 plus a year jobs in their first year, and that's after 4 years of school, and they are often saddled with significant student loan debt. So I would ask you to think about that for a moment and keep your enthusiasm, but temper your expectations. It is my belief that the time and money you have invested now qualifies you, just like I did 40 years ago, to learn how to earn the money you want to make. My mentor Tim Wood said, "First we learn, and then we earn." So to start today, we're going to talk about daily schedule. I'm going to give you a very simple outline to follow for 6 hours a day, every single workday. Now, real estate agents are entrepreneurial, so I'm going to be talking about a basic structure. There are many ways to skin a cat, and there are also many ways to be successful as real estate people. You look around the office when you're new and you see some agents, they seem to have clients and deals coming from everywhere, and they never seem to prospect. Others sit around the office surfing the internet, and they seem to be doing okay. Others, they're maniacs on the phone, working, working, working all the time. So what are you supposed to do when you're starting? Well, we need to start at the beginning, and that starts with your daily schedule. This is a job like no other. No matter what job that you go to, they're going to tell you what your hours are and what you're supposed to be doing during each of those hours. And your real estate career should be no different. So I'm going to give you several things that you should include in every typical workday going forward. So the first thing on your list is learning and education. Learning and education. You should be learning more and more and more about your business every single day. And part of your schedule, 1 hour, should be dedicated for learning and education. The things that you should be looking for as far as education, you should be reading your contracts, the purchase agreement, the counteroffers, the listing agreement, the disclosures, the notice to perform, the cancellation forms. You should read a contract a day and learn to find out exactly what they say and be able to explain it in normal everyday language so that you can explain that to your clients. You should be learning about the market, looking at the hot sheet every day, looking at what the new inventory looks like, trying to find out what kind of trends there are in the market. You can listen to the other people in the office and listen to what they're saying about the trends. You should be studying to learn skills, personality styles, sales scripts, etc. You should be investing 1 hour a day, every single workday, in education. The second thing is another hour, and that is practicing scripts, practicing objection handlers, practicing your listing presentations, explaining the contracts. You should be investing 1 hour a day in practicing your skills. The greatest barrier for all salespeople is lack of confidence. If you don't know what to say and you don't know what to do, you're not going to feel very comfortable when you're in front of somebody that has an objection. The way to get past that is to practice. So your schedule should include 1 hour every single day of practicing those skills. Here's the next one, and we're going to talk about it in detail in one of our future sessions, and that is lead generation. In order to build a business, you need to spend 2 hours every single day doing whatever it takes to generate brand new leads to build your business. When you start brand new, you don't have a database, you don't have a track record, you don't have all of those things behind you to build on. Some of those agents that you see running around the office that are doing deals all over the place and you don't see them prospecting, it's because they prospected 15, 20, 30 years ago, and now they have a database of repeat and referral business that keeps them busy even though you don't see them prospecting every day. But if you're new, that's not you. And if you're starting over from scratch at the basics, that's not you. So to remember to have in your daily schedule 2 hours of lead generation activities. And as I said, again, in another episode, we're going to talk in detail about what you can do to generate brand new leads. The next hour of your day is administrative work and follow-up. If you're doing lead generation and you're talking to people, if you're doing anything that's within the business, you're going to have some administrative work. You're going to get leads. Perhaps you do a comparable market analysis for a seller lead. Perhaps you're sending some emails out to buyer leads that you've received. Perhaps you're preparing a buyer broker agreement for a buyer that you're working with and you're sending that out. So you should have in your daily schedule 1 hour set aside for administrative work, for follow-up, for paperwork, for preparation for your new appointments. 1 hour a day for that. And the last hour of every single day should be dedicated to learning your product, learning your inventory, previewing property, getting to know what you're seeing. One of the things that I think is really important, and I share this with people all the time, is if you're previewing property on your computer, scrolling through the MLS or scrolling through Zillow, and you're looking at the pictures that are out there, you're not going to be able to provide a whole lot of value to your clients because they know just about as much about the property as you do. When I talk about previewing property, I mean go out and walk the properties, walk the neighborhoods, go through the areas in your marketplace, and find out what your market is all about. You need to preview property. Okay? So most new people, when they start out, will begin working 8, 10, 12 hours per day with no plan, trying to mimic what they see the other people around them doing. They don't have a plan. You know, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. An agent who is highly successful always has a track record, a book of business, and momentum. Things that you don't have when you're starting. Those are all things you do not have. If you do what they do, you're not likely to succeed. Then there is the semi-retired agent drinking a cup of coffee in the office and scrolling through reels on Facebook. If you do what they do, you will soon have the income of a semi-retired agent. If that message resonates with you, please follow my 6-hour-per-day plan. For new agents, after working 8 to 12 hours a day mimicking someone else who's not focused on the basis of starting a new business, frustration and self-doubt usually kick in. So follow my 6-hour-per-day rule 6 days a week. You will be more successful in 2 years if you work 6 hours per day than if you work 18 hours a day for 90 days only to burn out and quit. You can always work an additional 2 hours for an 8-hour workday, but only add lead generation. Go talk to people you don't know to get new clients, to get a new deal today, or you can find someone to add to your professional sphere of influence in your database. Remember, I said you're starting at the beginning which lasts about 9 to 18 months. And one final point. Being in the office is not the same thing as being productive. If you're sitting scrolling Facebook in the office, you could be sitting scrolling Facebook at home. One difference, you know, if you're doing floor time as part of your lead generation, and I think that's a valuable thing to do, particularly for new agents, make sure that you're doing something else productive with your time in case no one shows up asking for you to help them. So here's the bottom line and the takeaway. Purposeful, focused energy for 6 hours per day is going to equal powerful results over time. Over my entire 40-year career, my workdays included exactly these same activities every single day in the same percentage, whether I was working 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, or 12 hours a day. And if you want a long-term career that is profitable, begin with your daily schedule. Be focused and energetic for 6 hours a day. It's tiring. If you work 6 hours a day, it's okay to take time off if you really, really work the 6 hours a day. You can add some lead generation, as I talked about, if you're new, or you can take the time off. But this same 6 hours a day should be happening every single day. As you get appointments, you want to work the same 6 hours and then have 2 or 3 hours for appointments after. Or you might work for 3 hours, have a 2 or 3 hour appointment, and then come back and finish your last 3 hours of your 6 hour workday. Remember, those six items every single day, every single workday is the foundation that's going to build your business over time. I thank you for listening to me. If any of this made sense to you and it could be helpful to you or somebody else, let them know about the podcast itself. You can find me at timetestedmastery.com. And as I shared with you earlier, this business is very entrepreneurial. I've given you a roadmap. It's 6 hours a day and very, very specific blocks of things to do. But if you're going to find your niche, you're going to want to whittle it down and make it personal to you. And if you're looking for some guidance on how you can do that in your business, please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day.